RFK Jr., just flipped the food pyramid to create a funnel of performative masculinity. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been a prominent figure in the anti-vaccine movement, advocating against vaccine mandates and promoting vaccine misinformation. His stance has been controversial, especially given his background as an environmental attorney and the son of Robert F. Kennedy and nephew of President John F. Kennedy. Recently, Kennedy has been associated with the food pyramid, a nutritional guide that has been criticized for its recommendations. The food pyramid suggests a diet high in carbohydrates and low in fats, which some experts argue is outdated and not aligned with current nutritional science. Kennedy's endorsement of the food pyramid has raised concerns among health professionals, who question the validity of his nutritional advice. Critics argue that his promotion of the food pyramid reflects a broader trend of performative masculinity, where individuals adopt certain behaviors or beliefs to conform to societal expectations of masculinity. This performative masculinity can manifest in various ways, including the rejection of certain health practices or the promotion of outdated nutritional guidelines. The intersection of health, nutrition, and gender norms is complex, and Kennedy's stance highlights the ongoing debate over the role of masculinity in shaping health behaviors and beliefs. As the conversation around health and nutrition continues to evolve, it is important to critically examine the sources of information and the motivations behind certain health recommendations. Understanding the broader societal and cultural contexts can help individuals make informed decisions about their health and well-being. In conclusion, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s endorsement of the food pyramid and his association with performative masculinity raise important questions about the intersection of health, nutrition, and gender norms. It underscores the need for critical examination of health advice and the societal influences that shape our understanding of nutrition and well-being.